Every Wednesday here on Current State, Neighbors in Action talks with people working together to improve the lives of others in their communities. Today we learn about the Portland Community Fund Association, a group that's responded to the devastation of that town's tornado back on June 22nd. The organization has established the Portland Disaster Relief Fund to help people pay for repairs in the weeks since the storm. David Paul May is president of the Portland Community Fund Association. We're also joined today by Lee Klein, a Portland business owner who's been a beneficiary of the Portland Disaster Relief Fund. David and Lee, welcome to Current State.
Hello, Mark.
Okay, I'm told that we don't have Lee Klein on the line yet, but hopefully we will shortly. David Paul May, let's start with you. The history of the Portland Community Fund Association predates the tornado by many years. Tell us about the work you've been doing.
Sure. So the Portland Community Fund was started in 1972 with the notion that we wanted to make sure that in situations of all kinds that we were supporting the community. So throughout any given year, we have a coat drive in October. We have a Christmas giveaway in December. We do some fundraising and provide grants to local community organizations. And then, of course, one of the things we hate to have to do, but we're there for folks, is that if there are fires, disasters, things like that, we do provide financial assistance.
Well, the focus did change a little bit when the tornado struck in June, right? You had that disaster that that maybe you had been hoping you would never have.
Well, certainly, absolutely. It was something that you never anticipate something like this. You hope something never happens like this, but we were there and we had provided funding. We had been over the course of time, saving funds for this particular type of a situation.
Mm-hmm. What will you remember most vividly about June 22nd?
You cannot imagine the type of devastation that you see from a tornado. It's incredible. It's very hard to describe. Things that you saw one day that were fine, no problems. The next day, trees are toppled, houses are in disarray, businesses are down. I saw a trailer upside down in a tree. It's pretty incredible. It's just something that's very It takes your breath away.
Lee Klein, this is where you come in. We do have Lee on the line here now from Portland. You own a building in Portland that was damaged. Tell us about the roof damage.
Yeah, absolutely. When the tornado came through, I was not in town. I was I actually live in another town, but my building is in that town. I rent that out. When I came in into Portland that day after the storm, I was just amazed at the devastation, and hearing that nobody got hurt was just a huge blessing that nobody got hurt. It just amazes me that that didn't happen. But anyway, I came into town, and like David said, it was just unbelievable the devastation in a matter of minutes. 1 minute things are fine. You think it's just a thunderstorm, and the next minute things are gone. It was just I just can't even emphasize enough of what that feeling felt like when I drove through that town. Mm.
Are repairs complete on your building?
We're still working on it. My building was adjacent to another building and we both had quite substantial damage. We're still trying to get through the repair process because of the amount of work on both buildings that had to be done. Certain things have to be done before, in our case, our adjacent building, the building that was connected to my building, most of the roof was gone. And then the rain damaged the building below it. So, the temporary roof got put on. The building below it's getting repaired. Along with that comes a lot of mechanical and electrical things that affected the whole system. We had to go through some upgrades because of the age of the building. So now we're looking at code upgrades and things like that. So building upgrades having to happen at that time as well, just to meet the code circumstances. So
yeah.
Anyway, that's kind of where it is. We're about 75% done, and really anticipating getting a finish and getting things back
on
the way they were.
I'm sure. Our Neighbors in Action segment today is about the Portland Community Fund Association, their Portland Disaster Relief Fund. is helping the community rebuild after Portland's June tornado. David Palmay is president of the fund, and Lee Klein is on the phone with us. He's received help to make roof repairs on a building that he owns in Portland. David, has there been discussion over the years as to how big, how many dollars should be assigned to a potential disaster? I'm thinking if you're setting aside dollars for this, and you go years and years without a need to use that, there must be pressure and discussion over, hey, this money could be better spent elsewhere. Did it unfold that way?
Well, certainly. You know, we every year, because we're giving out funds to local community organizations, and with the way the recession has gone over time, you know, for the last several years in our meetings as a group of board members, we have, you know, talked about maybe cutting into some of those funds that have been sitting there that we've had set aside. Mm-hmm. And we have one individual in our group, Joe Wright, who has just every year reminded our organization that, you know, we set these funds aside, you know, hopefully to never have a situation like this, but for a disaster type situation. And you know, his words were quite prescient. And I'm sure he will tell you that he's I'm sad that he was right, but we're very fortunate that he was, because those funds have gone a long way to really meeting a lot of needs. So,
Lee Klein, as you go around Portland here in August, how would you describe the overall status of the recovery? Are things getting fixed up?
Oh, absolutely. From day one, they were very aggressive. It looked like the community just stepped right in and everybody pitched in. I saw people, you know, that normally are in shirts and ties and in their blue jeans out there, you know, getting rid of the tree branches and helping out neighbors and people. And I've heard from the community people that, people that weren't associated churches grouped together, non-denominational with denominational church. Everybody just came together, grouped together. And, I believe when I drive through now that, you'd have a hard time thinking that it was just a little more than a month ago that happened. It amazes me that community came together as they did. And it just goes to show that, how good people are and how good the organizations are. And everybody pretty much has the same goal in mind when things like that happen, to get it fixed, get people taken care of, and hopefully sustain the normal day-to-day life that they had before that happened.
It's trite but true, but you find out what people are made of
when
there's a real serious challenge like this. David Palmay, how many people have applied for help and how many people have been helped?
Right. So to date, we've had 106 applications, and we have helped all 106 of those folks. We have a group of people, Pat Dutcher and Suzanne Maysted, who kind of are heading up that part of it. They take in the applications, they do all the vetting, and then they write the checks. And at this point, we have crossed the $50,000 line as far as grants that have been given out.
Okay. Talk to us about the volunteer aspect of this. Lee touched on this a minute ago, and this is what we try to make Neighbors in Action about. We try to talk about just the people next door rolling up their sleeves and getting involved in this thing. Was that a really, I take it that was a really visible manifestation of what happened in the aftermath of the tornado?
Well, absolutely. What Lee said is completely right. You know, the day of the tornado, I remember coming home and just seeing the devastation, the roads that were closed, things like that. And, you know, the folks that came in, there were chainsaws everywhere. There were tractors. I mean, folks were coming in from all over the place to remove trees, to just help out where they could. From the first day to the second day, incredible change occurred. To the third day, the change was amazing. And in fact, for us as a community fund, one of the things that was difficult was, trying to find out where we could help, because everybody was coming together. Incredibly, we just thought, well, what can we do? And that's where we got to the grant.
Lee Klein, as a property owner, briefly tell us, what has this disaster done to the community? How is it stronger? How might it be weaker?
Well, unfortunately, sometimes it takes a disaster to pull people that were kind of falling, moving apart, and maybe moving them back together, getting people back into perspective of a community aspect. And that's kind of what I see happening here. I have a good friend of mine that was on one of the parish boards for St. Patrick's School, and their festival just happened to happen very soon after that disaster happened. And he said, you know, this year, out of any year, they had no problems finding, you know, people to help with that festival. Other years they were struggling, you know, with volunteers, and this year everybody came together. It was one of the most successful festivals, and maybe one of the least attractive ones because of the LA of whatever.
Understood.
Happened,
so understood. That pretty much captures it right there.
Yeah.
We want to thank our Neighbors in Action guests today: David Palme, president of the Portland Community Fund Association, which has a disaster relief fund now set up to help Portland rebuild from the tornado that struck the town, along with business owner Lee Klein. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And Current State is looking for more nominations for our Neighbors in Action feature. Please help us out. Email us your suggestions to currentstate@wkar.org. Please put Neighbors in Action in the subject line or tweet us at KAR Current State and tell us a little bit about why you think they should be featured for the work they do.